at the 2020 Underground Collision in Washington, D.C. And look who I came across, Liz Wininger. I got it.
Yes,
from Extend. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's this going?
It's awesome. It's very, it's very eye-opening. And the level, the degree to which people are just being vulnerable, I don't know how else to describe that besides go Brene Brown on it, but people being, you know, very, they're going to the place where I think a lot of us, even me in preparing for this, like, I wasn't sure how far to go, and you know, you want to put it all out there, but it's motivating.
Yeah, the session with Linda, Renee, and Lynn was blown away. Yeah, exactly. So very cool. Well, let's talk about your session though, because you guys talked about safety needs, active shooter, and this, when I first saw the agenda, this one really blew me away, and I said, I gotta talk to Liz because you're talking about this stuff. So give us a quick overview of what you talked about.
Yeah, for this one, I talked a lot about, you know, I've actually stayed up late many nights lately because I've grappled with, I got into it with my mentor, and he took the side of, you know, you have to be careful about to what degree your concern for community, your concern for safety exists, and the impact that it would have on your organization, and how you respond based on that. So it was like, well, if our concern for community, and we talked a lot about social issue, and how social issues can at times drive our businesses. So is that a cautionary tale? And so I've been really staying up late at night saying, what's the difference between concern for community and a social issue? And I swear I like could have climbed Mount Everest or written a novel by now on the amount that I have been just really thinking about, like, how you can decipher between the two of those. And I don't have the answer. I think, you know, we heard Monica say that earlier, like, we have more questions than answers sometimes, and that's not a bad thing. So I approached a little bit less about my experiences, or I know we all have stories about safety, whether it's, you know, an active shooter in your building, maybe there was a potential active shooter in your building or a safety concern in that way. But I also said, okay, if we were breaking it down and throughout my organization, I want everyone to respond the same way to those safety concerns, what are the questions that I need them to be able to quickly have an answer to? And so we talked about the design. What does your design look like, and who drives your design? So I said my owners drive my design. Who drives your design, and what is your design? Then it's who's in your community, who are your stakeholders? And if you can answer those questions, they drive the rest, which is what is your degree of concern for your community? And you can break down each situation that way. And then how do you keep tabs on it? What's your pulse? How do you keep a pulse on it? And finally, what are you going to do about it? So if you can answer those five questions, I think you've got a business that can be sustainable and relevant for not only as a CUSO for my credit unions, but if my credit unions look that same way, we're able to have a really strong feedback loop to one another, and then you can get into, like, well, is it safety for your business? Is it safety for your community? There's so many routes you can go down.
Oh, I know. It's a topic that when I first saw the agenda, it shocked me a little bit. But then I went, well, this is our reality today, you know? So for you, what's the significance of it? It seems like it's obviously super important. So to continue your business and to ensure the safety of your employees and the community and all that type of stuff around.
Well, all the way down to, like, so we have a contact center, all the way down to the way that my employee is going to respond to when there is a safety concern, either in our building or with a member on the phone. And there's varying degrees of what safety means. Safety could mean, how is the financial acumen or financial responsibility of a member? Because if they're not financially stable, are they safe? They're kind of put into situations.
That's kind of what Stephen talked about as well.
Totally.
The financial part of it.
Absolutely. And then there's the physical side, the health side. And each part of that really does impact the financial side. And then you can go, like I said, I've been up late at night with many of these topics. And you can go down the route of what impact does all of that have on your mental health, on the member's mental health. And while it might not be a direct line between your responsibility and mental health of your community, I think we can get there pretty quickly.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh my gosh, this is a topic that's just, I think we're, this is an iceberg topic to me, because we're just at the tip of it, and there's so much more to be talked about and to be investigated and researched and analyzed. So
yeah,
and I think it's like, you guys are right, you guys are way ahead of the ball, it sounds like.
I don't know about that. I hope so, but I think it's also like how each of us, where we stand in as a credit union, as a business, what your community looks like. Like I said, who is in your community, and what do you consider your community? Mine is, if I say it's my owners or my clients, that spans all over the United States. So it's really big net to cast. And I wouldn't say that credit unions have it any easier if they are even a very small credit union community or small town or something. So I can't say it's not an easy question to answer, but I tried to logically approach it so that I could get, you know, it really does depend on the individual and the business or the owners or whoever drives your business design and the business. So if you can answer those questions, I think you can get a pretty good idea on how you would respond to or what your degree of concern is for social events or safety in your community.
It certainly sounds like, I mean, that's certainly prepares you, you know, and preparation is everything these days.
Totally, yeah. Yeah, so if an agent has a member on the phone who's saying, I'm standing on a bridge and I'm going to jump, then you know that they're ready to respond to that in the way that you as the CEO would. So it has to, you know, you have to have it throughout your organization. So you have to be ready to talk about it and be open about it.
And it's so much more than just running a business. It's there's a caring aspect of it, I would think, right?
Yeah, yes. And that's the part where I'm staying up late at night. Like, is it my heart that's driving this, or is it my business that's driving this? Yeah. And I think in any business, there's got to be a little bit of both. And that's how we relate to one another. That's how we've created the systems that we have in the credit union industry. So it's a deep topic. Mm-hmm. I could go on for hours. I think it's like one of those that you at first you look at and you want to back away from because it's really easy to.
Yeah, that was my initial thought.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we've never had a gun present. Whereas, knock on wood, we've never had a gun present in a remote contact center, but we've definitely had them in our members with our credit unions. So being ready for them to say, we have this threat happening now, how can you help us and respond? So
it's going to get more and more prevalent, I think, as time goes on, because it's a have to these days. So good stuff.
Yeah, I think the definition of what safety is, you know, you have to lay it out as an organization and define each of those for yourself, and then you can take the next steps in what it looks like as far as a disaster goes, or like I said, like the person on the other end, the person standing at the bridge. How are you going to respond to
it? Stuff you don't think about until it happens.
Yeah.
So, but it's, again, like you've had the five questions, almost like the five steps to preparation on this. So if you're there, you're much, much more ahead of the curve there. So to help people out.
Right. Yep.
All right. Well, like you said, this is a deep conversation that could go on for hours. So, but I'm going to let you get back there. Appreciate the time, Liz.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the time.